Occasionally at the NCNR, it will be necessary to replace or move gas cylinders. In this movie, we will review the procedures for safely transporting, obtaining, and securing gas cylinders. Use care when working with gas cylinders. Mishandled cylinders may rupture violently and become dangerous projectiles. Avoid this by following two simple rules. First, properly secure the cylinder to its designated rack at all times. Second, when the cylinder is moved, the cap must be on. Never move the cylinder while the regulator is connected to it. Additionally, the cylinder must be properly secured to a cylinder cart. This is true even for short distances. Carts for moving gas cylinders can be found near the cylinder storage area in the receiving room. To move a gas cylinder, unfasten its restraints and carefully roll it onto the cart. Strap the cylinder onto the cart and lean the cart onto its back wheels. Don't forget to secure any remaining cylinders. This is the correct way to transport a cylinder over any distance. If you are working on a raised area like DCS or HFBS and will not be using the regularly supplied gas available on the ground level, the cylinder must be lifted onto the platform with an aluminum lifting frame. The frame can be found on the north end of the guide hall. Carefully roll the cylinder onto the frame and close all three restraints. Secure the latches before moving the cylinder. Return empty cylinders directly to the back wall of the receiving room. Each cylinder must be individually secured to the wall in a single row. New bottles of standard purity helium are stored throughout C100 and the guide hall in large orange racks or gray double-sided racks. Additional cylinders can be found in the receiving room. Only take standard purity cylinders labeled with the name of the current technician in charge of gas cylinders. Cylinders of nitrogen and argon are only found in the receiving room. Flammable, high-purity, and specialty gases are ordered as necessary. It can take 3 to 5 weeks for our facility to obtain these gases, so place your requests accordingly. Do not take any high-purity or specialty gases without first consulting the technician in charge of gas cylinders. This is the only person authorized to retrieve and return flammable gases. To use a cylinder of flammable gas for any reason, you must first get a flammable gas permit from the NCNR safety representative. You must secure any freestanding gas cylinders at the NCNR with an appropriate restraint. When using a belt, keep it flush against the cylinder and tighten it by pulling the belt through the buckle. Secure the free end with the buckle loop. Some chain restraints can simply be hooked on. Others will have a hand crank to hold multiple cylinders. Tighten the crank until the loose end of the chain cannot come out of the notch. If you encounter any difficulties, do not hesitate to ask for assistance.